I'm home.
Yes. Needless to say, it was a very long day. A day that is not over yet, unfortunately. No, you're not allowed back at the office yet. Nobody is. Darling, I know you have questions, but I really can't do this right now. I've had a bad day, and you're not helping. Listen, I know. I get it. We will talk later, after I'm done finishing my work. Then you can... Don't make me shut your mouth, because you know I will do it. And I promise you that this time, it will not be in any pleasant kind of way. So be a good boy for me, sit your ass down, and shut your mouth. I will be in my office working. Do not disturb me. We will talk when I'm done. I'm giving you 10 seconds to walk out and close that door, and I will forget that you once again disobeyed my command. You thought I would have calmed down by now. Oh, darling, darling, darling. I have been calm this whole time. Until now. So, fine. You're getting your attention. Stay right there. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no. I told you I was having a bad day, and you just couldn't let it be. You had to push me. So now, you are no longer my good boy. You are my toy, and I will use you as I please. And currently, I need to let out some steam. Spread your legs. Take your pants off. Now. No, I don't need the belt. The one around your neck will be plenty enough. I am going to need your hands free for this. Your shirt? I will get you a new one. Who fucking cares? Oh, there we go. Always so beautiful. Come, sit on the desk. And now, my little toy, touch yourself. You heard me. Touch yourself. Come on. Let me see what you like to do to yourself when I'm not there to do it. Oh, that's it. show me how a bad boy like you does it to himself while I watch. Oh, keep going. Oh, choke that hard cock of yours. Just like you wish, I would clench around it. Oh, good. Keep playing with the tip while I just... Closer to the edge and lay down. Do not stop jerking yourself off. What am I doing? Just giving your body a reminder what happened last time. I wonder if you're still sensitive to my tongue. They are even making me a bit excited. Oh, don't worry. I will bend you over and fuck you. This time. But I am getting you ready for a plug. That made you twitch. You naughty boy. Hands off. Oh. Oh, you were close. Beg. Beg for mommy to fuck you like a slut like you deserves to be fucked. Use your words, toy. As much as I like your little whimpers, that's not enough. I want you to tell me how much you want to come as I slowly push this plug in. Good job. Get up. Sit down on the chair. Hands behind your back. Do I have to tie them for you, or will you for once obey me? Good. You're drooling and twitching, darling. Do you want me to fuck you that badly? Straddle you like this. Lower myself on top of you grind myself against your hard cock. Does it feel good? Sensitive you are. This is part of your punishment. You begged for me, and now you're getting it. Come on now. Show me. Show me how you want it. You want to be my good boy again, don't you? Then thrust yourself into me and come. Oh, my attaboy. Give your cum to mommy. Oh, come on. Oh, fuck. Come on. Give it to me. Be a good boy and fill me with your cum. Just like that. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stay there. I'm going to get up and clean you a bit. There you go. You're okay. You're fine. Your legs are just a bit weak. Here. Help you to the bedroom. Okay. I'm going to put you down on the bed. There you go. And just tuck you in. Oh, that's it. Nice and snug. You have water on the bedside table if you get thirsty. Shh, 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 shh. Just rest. Close your eyes, and you're gonna fall asleep. I will come and check on you in a bit, okay? Good boy. You need something? Like I told you, I need to finish this work tonight. Go take a nap or something. We can get dinner right after that. You already got the attention you wanted. Wasn't that enough? Look, I know I have been spending a lot of time away because of work. You're not allowed back at the office. You're probably bored, but if I have to work, I need you to be good for me and stay out of my business. The less you interrupt me, the faster I'm done with this. Do you want to have a job to go back to? Huh? That's what I thought, and that is exactly what I am trying to do here. Do you think I want to work all day and night? You think I would rather be doing anything else than drive around all day fixing and figuring shit out and sit at the computer all night making sure all necessary work is also being done in time. Why you're not allowed at the office? Have you not paid any attention? First, the company owner's children going missing, and now also other people who are connected to them. Do you remember what I told you at the hotel? These are not good people. You being at the hotel with me makes you a possible target. Target for what? I don't know. But that is why I offered for you to stay here. We don't want any more people going missing. And you have inside information that we don't want to get leaked out to anyone. So it's better for me to keep an eye on you. The only reason why I have you here? Yes. It's my job to keep the situation somewhat under control. And keeping an eye on you is one of the things how I will do it. What? Did you expect me to go full on romance novel on you? Pour my heart out. How I'm only keeping you here to protect you as my lover. Sorry to burst your bubble, but that's not the case. I am not forcing you to stay here. You can leave whenever you feel like it. Then take your stuff, walk out of the gates, and leave. At least I will finally have the peace and quiet to finish my work.
what do we have here? What is a sweet thing like you doing out this late? Oh, don't be shy. I'm not going to bite. At least without permission. Why the long face? A precious thing like you doesn't deserve to be upset. Come on, you can tell me. A fight with someone you care about? Aw, I'm sorry, sweetheart. Cold in the rain and heartbroken? We can't have that. I have a place a few blocks away. Let's go there so we can get you warm and you can tell me all about it. I can't leave you out here alone. There's some dangerous people out here this late. Come now, before we both get soaked in the rain. You don't want to get sick, right? Also, her house is so far away from here. And are you sure she'll let you back in? What are you going to do? Climb the gate in the fence? Don't be difficult now. Just come with me. It's for your own good. Unless you want me to use this knife, I recommend being a good little pawn and coming with me. Wouldn't it be unfortunate for your little boss to get a call tomorrow? How your body was found in a dumpster? Exactly. Now, shall we?
It will also be very, very unfortunate for me to make a call tomorrow to your boss. How your body will never be found because of your own stupidity. Coming into someone else's territory and threatening people's lives.
What are you doing here? And why are you here?
I'm making sure my people are safe because, you know, there are some dangerous people out here this late, just like you said. Thank you for helping them, but you can leave now and hand them to me.
No, I'll be taking them with me, and you'll stay there unless you want to pick up their guts from the street. You wouldn't want that to happen to your little pet, right?
Or you will back away from them slowly, not breaking even a hair on their head, if you want me to not use your head as a target practice. And Dragovich doesn't need to know about what happened here. You know how territorial he gets. And I have also heard that your boss isn't too forgiving either. Or maybe you want to volunteer in one of their torture games.
I'll leave. But you haven't seen the last of me. I'll get you next time.
Are you all right? You're not hurt. It's okay. It's okay. I got you now. They're gone. You're safe now. I will never let anything happen to you.